Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.
Oh, Heritage, do you smell the rain? I think it would be great if you would say, yes, I smell the rain. Heritage, do you smell the rain?
Yes, I smell the rain.
Yeah, that sermon Pastor Fry preached just spoke right to the center and the heart of me. And I just think that God is doing wonderful things here. And I don't know about you, but I really want to be a part of it. I don't want to miss a thing. And I'm smelling, just sniffing all the time to see if I smell that rain coming. Today we're going to talk about making the most of our worship experience. And I'm going to start, take us right to scripture today. If you would, let's go to Hebrews chapter 13, verses 10 through 15. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 10 through 15. It says, we have an altar from which those who minister at the tabernacle have no right to eat. The high priest carries the blood of animals into the most holy place as a sin offering, but the bodies are burned outside the camp. And so Jesus also suffered outside the city gate to make the people holy through his own blood. Let us then go to him outside the camp, bearing the disgrace he bore. For here we do not have an enduring city, but we are looking for a city that is to come. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess his name. God, I just pray that you would speak to our hearts today. I pray that you would just kind of renew us on the inside. Let us know that when we come and we gather corporately, that God, we just don't come in empty-handed. We come to give the sacrifice of praise to a God who is worthy of every word of praise that we could usher. In Jesus' name, amen. In the Old Testament, as I referred to, an animal was the sacrifice. People knew that we are born into a sinful world and that we have sin in our life, and we wanted to make that right. And so the blood of the animal was presented to God by the priest. Then that body, as Hebrews spoke about, of that animal was taken outside of the camp and was burned. I want to give you a couple of history about the tabernacle. There was the tabernacle of Moses, where the presence of God dwelt. The tabernacle of Moses was situated on Mount Gibeon. It contained an outer court, an inner court, and a holy of holies. The outer court is where the people would go. Everyone could go to the outer court. There was a curtain around it. I was just thinking in my mind when I was younger, maybe that was like the narthex area or the lobby, where it was just open for anyone to come. Then there was an inner court, and here's where we got all the laws and stipulations. And in the inner court, just the priest could go in. It was exclusive. And then on the Holy of Holies, where the Ark of the Covenant was located, only one priest and only one time a year could enter into that Holy of Holies to offer the sacrifice so that the people could be forgiven of their sins. You see, that tabernacle of Moses was based on law and works. Raise your hand if you love being told what to do all the time. Okay, that's hard. When you have to follow everything exactly how it is, and some of us are even born rule followers. Go ahead, tell me. Raise your hand if you're a rule follower. Yeah, but sometimes That's just cumbersome, and it's hard, and it's heavy. But then we progressed a little bit, and we have the tabernacle of King David, where God's presence also dwelled. Now, it was situated on Mount Zion. It was also a city. It was physically located on the top of a hill outside Jerusalem's wall, and sometimes Israel is also referred to Mount Zion. There was an area where everyone could go. Now, let me tell you one thing that was different about the tabernacle of King David and the tabernacle of Moses. Pastor Michael, in the tabernacle of Moses, there was no singing. I know we don't all love singing, but coming to church and not hearing the instruments and the vocals, that would just make me so sad. So in King David, we know that he loved to worship through song and even through dance. It's okay, I'm not going to make anybody dance. Stay with me. But they brought in singing and joy and laughter and praise. And then it progressed to grace and faith, meaning that grace isn't you have to do this and you have to do this and you have to do this. Grace is like we're all in the same boat. None of us is worthy. None of us make it. Have you heard it's all level ground at the foot of the cross? We're all in the same situation. Today, we don't have to come to this church, but please do, to find God's presence. Because God's presence, if we have invited him in, God's presence lives on the inside of us. And so that presence, yes, that presence will meet us here. And I even pray for these pews that you just sit down and you feel God right when you walk in. We feel God's presence, but that presence goes with us into our cars, into our homes, into people that we're trying to show the love of God. It's not contained all in one place. Jesus died on a cross outside of the city gate. He meets our needs to be cleansed by his blood for our atonement. When I was in junior church, I went to a little Methodist church that we just loved. We could walk to it sometimes. And then I had a couple years of Baptist, and then in about sixth grade, it was Church of God. So in that little Methodist church, those of you that are doing children's ministry, when you get tired, just give another push. Because you are making divine appointments and divine changes in the life of kids. My junior church leader, she was amazing. She built stuff. I'm sure people helped her. She brought puppets. We sang. She did magic tricks. And this is what she did one day. She had a bowl and she had a white cloth. And she held up the white cloth. And she said, and I was little. And she said, you know, sometimes we sin and we do stuff. And she put a little black mark on that white cloth. What if you tell a lie? Or what if you don't do maybe what your parents ask you to do? And she put another black dot. And then we had this white cloth that, guess what, was all what color? Black. And I remember thinking, oh, I don't want a black heart. And she said, but she had this bowl that was clear and it was red. And she said, because of what Jesus did on the cross, she said, his blood cleanses us. And she took that black cloth, she dipped it in the blood, and she pulled it out. And guess what color it was? White. And I remember thinking, oh, I want a heart that's white. God, can I just, when I mess up, can I just ask for forgiveness and can I have that white heart? Now, that was decades ago that she showed me that. And it's always been there. So those of you that are working at VBS, give it your all. God will touch and anoint and you will make differences sometimes in the lives of people forever. Nothing but a lack of worship can keep us from the presence of God. I'm going to say that again. Nothing but the lack of worship can keep us from the presence of God. we just engage. God, here I am. And I want and need to be in the presence of God. When Jesus was on that cross, and when he fulfilled everything in the law, and he removed that barrier, oh, would I have loved to have been in the temple when on the cross he said, it is finished, and his spirit went to heaven, graves were undone, and what happened to the curtain? The curtain to the Holy of Holies tore from the center all the way down. That would have made me want to shout a little bit. That says to us, not once a year anymore do we enter into God's presence. We could go all the time. There is nothing that blocks us. We just say, God, thank you for your grace. Forgive me of my sins. And I have access to the Holy of Holies, to the place where Jesus is because he lives here on this earth. I just want to show you what a barrier does a little bit. Sorry when you sit on the front row. It's just how it is. Hey, what's your name?
Bill.
Hi, Bill. What do you like to do, Bill?
Got to go camping.
Okay. Do you like to set fires and roast marshmallows?
Yep.
Yeah. What's your favorite hobby?
Wood burning.
Yeah. Is this a fun conversation?
No.
I can't see him. It blocks me getting to know him because I want to see his expressions. I want to see his eyes. I want to see what's happening. And if you said to me that Bill and I are only going to talk through this barrier, I would say, no, thank you. I'm moving on. We don't serve a God who says, stand on the other side of the curtain. We serve a God that says, push that curtain back and you come on into me. You just come right to me at the ground because I have given my all so that there is no barrier between you and I. That's the kind of God that we see. We bring a sacrifice of praise. That means we don't show up today with nothing to give. We show up today to praise our Lord. Hebrews 13:15, as I read, it says, through him then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God that is the fruit of his lips that gives thanks to his name. Three things that our praise should be. First of all, our praise should be continual. We should not only praise God when we gather together on Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Our praise should be continual. Our praise should be one that just continues to happen. Thank you, God, for that. Thank you for that encounter. Thank you for that phone call, God. Praise you that you are good. Praise you that you are beautiful. When you're driving along and you see this amazing sky, praise you, God, that you are creator and king and Lord. We're selling our house, and I would appreciate your prayers that we can sell and find one here. But I'm going to tell you this about our house. We're living in Michigan. Jim's mom passed suddenly. He had a dad that was not healthy, and he needed taken care of. And we were in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and so Jim was driving. He had done this two or three times. He would drive from Grand Rapids to Oakwood, which was 3 hours. Then he would drive to Fort Wayne, which was about 1 hour and 15. Then he would drive back to Oakwood, take his dad home 1 hour and 15, and then drive back to Grand Rapids 3 hours and 15 minutes. He said, I can't keep doing that. What are we going to do? So we resigned, and we moved home. And we lived happily ever after. No, it wasn't easy that year. It wasn't easy. But then our house sold in a recession, which was pretty amazing. And we get this house. My dad kept saying, this is the house. I just think this is the house. And I thought, you know, in the ministry, we didn't make much money. We were both in. And I just thought, we just didn't have it. Do you remember when healthcare got out of reach during that time? We emptied a savings account, an entire savings account, to have health care so that if something happened, we wouldn't be in debt forever. So what I'm telling you is, We went to the bank to see where we would for a loan. We really didn't have anything other than we had excellent credit. She's like, oh my goodness, this credit score is amazing. And we said, we don't have anything to put down. We emptied our savings account. And so we bought a three-level house, a finished basement, a room. For the upper level had four bedrooms. We had three kids. They each had their own room. Three bathrooms. I called them 1st John, 2nd John, and 3rd John. That was good. Where's Wes? Okay. So anyway, why I'm telling you to praise continually, it was ridiculous that we had that house in the world's eyes. So I knew that God gave us that house. So every morning I would back out of my drive and go to work and I would say, thank you, Father, for that house that you gave to us. Praise you, Father. Every single time I pull out of the driveway, I thank him for that. And so what I'm telling you is your praise needs to be continued. When you see something, thank him. Women that were there Wednesday night, we had girls in high school, and we had girls much older than high school there. We had all ages of women, and wasn't it fun? And I thought, thank you, God, that there are women that we can get together with and have fun with. Praise you for that. Our praise is to be continual. Our praise is to be sacrificial, meaning sometimes you're not going to feel like praising. Sometimes it's going to be inconvenient. Sometimes it's going to be untimely. And sometimes even it's a little bit uncomfortable. But we just say, praise you, God. You are good. You're the comforter. You are mighty. Sometimes try to praise when you're hurting and you're broken. Isn't it hard sometimes when you're hurting and you're broken? When you are too broken to sing, turn on the radio and let someone do the singing for you. When I walked through that story isn't about today. What I'm telling you is it was probably the hardest time I went through, and I would go to work and I would go through the motions, and I was determined to not let anyone know how bad I really was. Now, I don't know if that's pride or what it is. It's just keeping going. But I would walk to my car as soon as I could. I would flip the radio on. God would give me this song on my way to work and on the way home from work. And it was this one. There is no distance that cannot be covered over and over. You're not defenseless. I'll be your shelter. I'll be your armor. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS. And this was my favorite part. I will send out an army to find you in the middle of the darkest night. I will rescue you. And I would picture an army. My broken heart that I was hiding from everybody I could hide from. And I would picture that army, and they were coming after little old me. John chapter 9 I read today, where the blind man was given his sight. Oh, did those church people mess that miracle up? We'll preach on that another time. They kicked him out of the church. He was given sight because he was blind. And the church people didn't like it. They talked to him, and then they kicked him out. So guess what Jesus did? The word says he went and found the blind man. So what I am telling you, if you're ever kicked out or asked to leave or find yourself in a broken, we serve a God that will come and find you. And when you are too broken to praise, then you turn the radio on and you let somebody else do it for you. And you listen. And give God glory as he begins to heal you. The third thing, our praise is to be audible. Now, It is, I believe, a public act that says, I'm a child of the living God. We don't keep that a secret. Now, I'm not talking to you about style. I'm not talking about introvert, extrovert. I'm not talking about how you express yourself and maybe how you don't. But what I am saying is, our praise cannot be silent. If you want to whisper, then whisper your praise. If you want to be louder, then make it louder. If you want to shout, then I'm going to say make it shout. But it cannot be silent. Do you remember Charlie Brown's teacher? Womp, 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 womp. Am I the only one that drove crazy? What in the world is she saying? I stopped watching Charlie Brown because I thought, if you're not going to tell me what she's saying, I'm not going to watch. We don't want to be going about Jesus, womp, 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 womp. We want to be praising our Lord so that people around us know that we are giving him the glory that he deserves. When I was in college, I was asked this. If you were convicted of being a Christian and you went before a judge and 12 jurors, and maybe you've heard this, would there be enough evidence to convict you of being a Christian? Wow, right? Would there be enough fruit, and do we express enough light to show that we belong to God? When we bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of our Lord, it needs to be continual, it needs to be sacrificial, and it needs to be audible.
Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.